RNZ News at 6 o'clock. Kia ora, good morning. I'm Nicola Wright. Ukraine's president has told NATO leaders his country needs $8 billion a month to fight Russian forces. In a virtual address to a crucial summit in Spain, Volodymyr Zelensky said modern artillery is desperately needed. And he warned Vladimir Putin's invasion will not stop at Ukraine, describing it as a war over the future world order. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Ukraine can count on the alliance's support with a new comprehensive package of military assistance.
Over the longer term, we will help Ukraine transition from Soviet-era equipment to modern NATO equipment, boost interoperability, and further strengthen its defense and security institutions. All of this shows that our commitment is unshakable.
The assistance package includes communications, anti-mine and anti-drone equipment. Jacinda Ardern has told leaders at the NATO summit in Madrid they cannot allow the war in Ukraine to trigger an arms race. The Prime Minister has once again condemned the Russian invasion, but says the legacy must not be an even more polarised and dangerous world. She said solidarity with Ukraine must be matched by an equal commitment to strengthening international institutions, multilateral forums and disarmament. Jacinda Ardern also said it is a rare thing for New Zealand to be at a NATO meeting, but it is not there to expand its military alliances. She spoke of a more assertive China, but says the Indo-Pacific region must become more resilient through relationships and economic strength, rather than militarisation. A common medicine taken to manage blood pressure is being recalled because it's been found to contain a carcinogen. Pharmac says almost 36,000 New Zealanders using the Pfizer product, Accuretic, will need to change treatments, although it says the health risk is very low. Accuretic has been recalled in Australia, the US and Europe. Pharmac's Director of Operations, Lisa Williams, says there's no exact substitute available due to global supply problems, but there are funded alternatives. It's asking GPs to make the swap for their patients as soon as possible. Secondary schools have been trialling high-stakes maths, writing and reading tests this week. From 2024, teenagers will have to pass the online tests to get any level of the NCEA school qualification. Our education correspondent, John Gerritsen, reports.
The tests are being introduced because a study found many students who achieve Level 2 of the NCEA are not functionally literate or numerate. Teenagers who sat the exams told RNZ they're difficult in places and the numeracy assessment requires a lot of writing. Principals spoken to by RNZ have mixed views. One says the tests are too hard, another says students are confident they passed, and a third says the tests are old-fashioned and should never be introduced. Some principals are unhappy that students can sit the tests only at two prescribed times each year, rather than whenever it suits.
German company BioNTech says it and partner Pfizer will soon start tests on humans of next-generation shots that protect against a wide variety of coronaviruses. Their experimental work includes T-cell enhancing shots designed primarily to protect against severe disease if the virus becomes more dangerous. The two partners are currently discussing with regulators enhanced versions of their established vaccine to better protect against Omicron variants. Residents living on Wellington's south coast are demanding faster action to protect them from rising seas. The Climate Change Minister and Wellington's Mayor fronted up to worried locals at a meeting last night. One Orfiro Bay man says he fears the worst when storm warnings are issued. 2 years ago, waves crashed over the sea wall and inside his house. Another resident, Sue Reed, is worried about losing her home.
I'm so fragile about the whole thing. You know, if we do take a hit, you know, that's our biggest asset, obviously, is sitting right in the firing line.
The Climate Change Minister told locals not to count on central government for solutions in the near future. A verdict is expected this morning in the trial of 20 men accused of being involved in the 2015 Paris attacks on the Bataclan Music Hall and nearby bars and restaurants. Among the defendants is Salah Abdeslam, believed to be the only principal attacker to survive the night. The trial has been taking place in a specially built courtroom in Paris's Court of Justice. A British parliamentary committee has set out the details of how it will investigate whether the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, misled Parliament over comments about COVID-19 lockdown-breaking events at his Downing Street offices and residence. The Privileges Committee says the veteran opposition Labour Party lawmaker Harriet Harman will act as chair during its inquiry. In sport, the Māori All Blacks outclassed a second-string Ireland side 32-17 in Hamilton last night. It was Ireland's first match of their tour to New Zealand, and they next play the All Blacks in Auckland on Saturday night. Both teams name their sides today. Defending champion Novak Djokovic has advanced to the third round at Wimbledon with a straight sets win, though Britain's US Open champion Emma Raducanu and second-seeded Estonian Anett Kontave were beaten by Germany's Yuli Nemaya and Frenchwoman Caroline Garcia, respectively. Brazil's triple Formula One champion Nelson Piquet has apologised to Lewis Hamilton after a video emerged of him using an apparent racial slur in Portuguese when referring to the Mercedes driver. The 69-year-old insisted in a statement, however, that what he called the ill-thought-out comment had been mistranslated into English. And Australia bowled Sri Lanka out for 212 before reaching 98 for 3 at stumps on day one of the opening cricket test in Gaul. That's the news.
Had a glass accident? Or perhaps the ranch slider doesn't? Slide, that is. The rollers don't roll. Are your windows sticky? Or are they leaky? Leaking cold grass. Sounds like you need to call Simon of iGlaze. Simon is an NZQA accredited glazier. He does it all: glazing, locks, rollers, hinges, seals, any and all windows, ranch sliders, glass maintenance, bathroom glass. He'll do it all. So give him a call, 021-211-770. 021-211-770. Or pop into Olive Grove and ask Fleur, hey, where's Simon of iGlaze?
Coast Access Radio weather,
courtesy
of the Dominion Post.
Welcome to the last day of June. It's a cool one. I had ice on the windscreen this morning. 7 past 6, should be a fine day, you would hope. Basically, it will be fine weather. Northeasterlies developing this morning, turning northwesterly this afternoon. That's it. 15 expected today, which is warmer than what we had yesterday. Got as warm as 14 yesterday, 6 overnight tonight. Friday tomorrow and the 1st of July, a morning shower or two, and then becoming fine, early southerlies, then winds turn westerly. Again, 15 tomorrow. And the weekend looks good, mainly fine with northwesterlies. Saturday and Sunday and 14 degrees all round. Mainly fine in Wellington, they say morning fog in some places. And then evening cloud, northwesterlies, strong and exposed places after midday. 14 the high in town today, 14 in Manawatu, fine with a few clouds, but areas of morning fog, light winds, and then westerlies from afternoon. Out to sea, no gale warnings. It'll get a little breezy, but not quite gale. The situation, a subtropical low, moves past the northeast of the North Island today, while a front moves north over the South Island. The front moves on to the North Island tomorrow, followed by southwesterlies. A ridge of high pressure spreads over New Zealand during the weekend. Out to sea locally, our Kapiti recreational marine forecast for the inshore waters from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight. Variable winds, 5 knots, northeast 10, but 15 knots south of Kapiti Island developing in the morning, changing northwest 15 knots everywhere in the afternoon, rising to westerly 20 knots in the evening. Sea becoming moderate in the evening, some morning cloud, then fine. Northwest swell of a metre, rising to 1.5 metres this evening. Tomorrow, winds changing southerly 15 knots early morning, then easing to variable 5 knots by midday. Northwest 15 knots developing in the afternoon. Showers clearing by afternoon, becoming fine. Northwest swell 1.5 metres tomorrow, easing to a metre. Southwest swell 0.5 metre developing tomorrow. Now, the next tide on the coast is high tide just before 10:30, and then the low tide at about 5:25 late this afternoon. Sunrise at 7:45, sunset 5:02. It's a fine frosty-ish morning with a very light northeasterly, pressure at 1,010, 97% humidity, 4 degrees in Pukerua Bay, 3 in Paikakariki, 6 in Ōtaki, is it? 2 degrees in Levin, 2.5 in Foxton, 2 in Shannon, but 8 in Palmerston North. Fine morning in Wellington, 4 degrees in the city, colder in the valleys. Waikanae's showing 4 and 3 and a bit currently in Poroporamu. No major problems on the roads this morning. Did notice it was a tad damp. That's more sort of the frostiness of it, the dewiness, rather than any rain. There's no rain around this morning. But basically good driving conditions. Fair few vehicles out and about for some reason this morning. Just seems to be busy, busier. No problems into town. Everything's flowing freely on State Highways 1 and 59. Transmission Gully, no problems through there this morning. And State Highway 59, all good. Fairly quiet into town at the moment. That'll build up as the morning goes on. But at this stage, no problems, no accidents, crashes or breakdowns to tell you about. All highways and roads are open. Usual roadwork. Seems like there's a few more cones in Waikanae near Bohanna Motors this morning. So just take care, Waikanae, Poroporamu, Kapiti Lights area. Anything else, let us know. Just spoke with Train Control this morning, and they say everything's on schedule on the Kapiti line. The Metlink services are good. They said there's some delays on the Wairarapa line, but no problems on the Kapiti line. Capital Connection will leave on time at 6:15, and the buses and the coaches into town are on time. Air Chatham's, I heard that come in last night, and that will take off on schedule at 5:07 from Kapiti Coast Airport. On the big board at Wellington Airport with arrivals and departures, at this stage, everything on time, pretty much as scheduled. For the early flights this morning, what have we got internationally? Sydney flight at 6:30 in New Zealand. That's leaving pretty much on schedule. Anything else this morning? That seems to be about it until later in the day. Ferries into Rylander and Blue Bridge sailing to schedule. So that's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station for Thursday the 30th of June. Oh, check your lotto tickets if you purchased at Coastlands Lotto. Coastlands Lotto sold a second division for last night's draw. Yay. 6:12 it is. The latest in world news now from DW.
This is DW News, live from Berlin. NATO countries declare Russia the most significant and direct threat to security in Europe. NATO unveils a revamped strategy, with Finland and Sweden formally invited to join, and Russia officially out of any partnerships. Moscow calls the move aggressive. Also coming up on the show, Ukraine's president accuses Russia of further war crimes after missiles hit a shopping mall in one of the deadliest strikes on civilians' center since the war began. Our correspondent is at the scene with the latest. Hello, I'm Claire Richardson. Thanks so much for joining us. NATO leaders have declared Russia the main threat to their security as a new strategic plan is defined for the military alliance. The new plan extends a welcome to likely future members Finland and Sweden. It also increases the level of troop rotations in the Baltic states. Now, leaders have also made it clear that Russia has lost its position as a strategic partner after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine.
Sweden's Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson, arriving at the NATO summit. If all goes to plan, her country, along with Finland, should soon put aside decades of neutrality to become members of the military alliance. And this is the man making it possible. After weeks of wrangling, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dropped his opposition to them joining, giving current members something to smile about.
At this summit, the full alliance is going to welcome Finland and Sweden, their historic application for membership, and their decision to move away from neutrality and the tradition of neutrality to join NATO alliance is going to make us stronger and more secure, and NATO stronger.
The summit comes against the background of Russia's war in Ukraine, which has forced NATO to rethink its mission.
We face a radical change to our security environment, and strategic competition is rising around the world. So today, leaders have endorsed NATO's new strategic concept. It makes clear that Russia poses the most significant and direct threat to our security,
In the current concept, we state that Russia is a strategic partner.
To drive home the point, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was on video link to remind NATO what conflict with Russia looks like.
This is not a war being waged by Russia against only Ukraine. This is a war for the right to dictate conditions in Europe, for what the future world order will look like. That is why it is absolutely necessary to support Ukraine now, with weapons, funds, and political sanctions against Russia, which will stop it being able to pay for the war.
NATO promised it would not turn its back on Kyiv.
President Zelensky made clear that Ukraine relies on our continued support. And our message to him was equally clear. Ukraine can count on us for as long as it takes.
The US has already said it will increase its military presence in Europe, including a permanent garrison in Poland. It seems the Russian threat has helped make NATO look the strongest it has for years.
And let's get across to Alexandra Van Namen, who's reporting for us from the NATO summit in Madrid. Alexandra, your thoughts. What are the big changes in NATO's new strategic concept?
Well, the biggest change is definitely the way how NATO views Russia, describing Russia as the most significant direct threat to the security in the Euro-Atlantic area. And then, of course, we have to mention that for the very first time in the strategic concept, China is being mentioned as a source of systemic challenges. So a slightly weaker language here. However, NATO says that both countries are trying to undercut the rules-based international order. And one more thing I would like to mention for the first time as well, climate change is also being mentioned in the strategic concept as a defining challenge of our time.
Now, NATO has, during this Madrid summit, also promised support to Ukraine for as long as it takes. What concretely has been promised there?
NATO itself has promised today that they are going to continue supporting Ukraine, in particular with communication tools, with anti-drone equipment, with medical equipment. But it is, of course, up to individual member states to make their pledges. And we are hearing that some of them did promise to deliver more artillery and heavy weapons to Ukraine.
As we've heard earlier, Finland and Sweden also now on course for fast-track membership of NATO after Turkey lifted its veto of them joining. How significant of a development is this?
Well, it is, of course, very significant that it was possible to convince Turkey to lift their veto, because this way, of course, the alliance can present themselves as a united alliance, speaking with one voice. When we speak about Finland's and Sweden's decision to join NATO, this is, of course, from NATO's perspective, a win-win situation. Both countries believe that under the NATO umbrella, they will be safe and better protected against any potential Russian aggressions. And NATO, of course, is very happy to welcome those two countries who have very well-equipped, well-trained armies, who have many capabilities. In the case of Finland, for instance, those are cyber capabilities. And of course, their membership in NATO would change the whole security situation in the Baltic area and make the alliance stronger.
Thanks very much for that update. Alexandra Van Namen in Madrid. Well, and in Ukraine itself, the mayor of the riverport city of Mykolaiv says at least 5 people have been killed in missile strikes, with many others wounded. Now, those attacks come a day after a Russian missile strike struck a shopping mall, killing at least 18 people. Now, Russia claims it was not targeting the mall, saying it had instead fired on a weapons depot nearby. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, is urging the United Nations to expel Russia as a member and label it a terrorist state.
According to Ukraine, this was the moment a Russian missile hit, sparking a fire that left this shopping mall in Kremenchuk in ruins and dozens of people dead and missing. With rescue workers still picking through the rubble in the city far from the front lines, residents are in shock.
Everything burned. Absolutely everything. Like a spark. I heard people screaming. I don't know how to describe it. It shocked me. It was horrible.
It's terrible beyond words. How many people were there? Rush hour. People were returning from work. Lots of shops. There were always a lot of people in Amstor. Targeted, I think.
But Russia's defense ministry claims it didn't target the mall, saying it struck this nearby building instead. According to Moscow, it was ammunition being stored here exploding that started the fire. But both Ukrainian officials and locals denied there was a weapons depot in the area.
No, residential buildings, a shopping center, a football field, no military infrastructure.
On Tuesday, President Zelensky urged the UN Security Council to take action in response to the attack.
It is imperative to deprive Russia of the opportunity to manipulate the UN. It must be impossible for Russia to stay in the Security Council as long as its terrorism continues.
But with Russia holding veto power on the Council, there's almost no chance of it facing consequences at the UN for the destruction and death here in Kremenchuk.
Well, our correspondent Nick Connolly is on the ground in Kremenchuk. Earlier, I asked him about the video we saw that Ukraine says shows the strike on the mall.
Well, we've been trying to work out how far this all stacks up, how it all fits. We went to the site of the factory where that was filmed from. That's over there on the other side of the shopping center. And then where behind me, you can see the impact site for that missile strike. And we compared the location, we compared what we saw on that video that was published by Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, and with what we saw, and it all makes sense. You've got stuff at the factory in the foreground that is untouched. So that Russian explanation, that Russian version that somehow there was a detonation at the factory that spread here, just doesn't stack up. If you look behind me here, there's basically devastation in the shopping centre, but then there are green trees further over there that were not touched. The fire did not spread from that side. This was an impact that hit this shopping centre. So behind me there, you see where the roof has basically been taken off. That is where the missile hit. And then slightly further to my other side, you can see the bits where the fire engulfed the shopping centre, didn't bring the roof down, but basically turned everything that was there to dust, everything that was inside that store. Incredibly acrid fumes still now, and the firefighters having to wear protective equipment, but it is just very dangerous working here. They've been working non-stop for basically 48 hours and are now basically largely occupied with trying to find the bodies of about 35 people that are still believed to be under those that rubble.
Nick Connolly reporting from Kremenchuk. Let's turn now to some other stories making headlines around the world. Tensions are high in India's northern Rajasthan state, a day after two police arrested two men, Muslim men accused of murdering a Hindu tailor and posting a video of it online. The killing comes after months of rising tensions between Hindus and Muslims, raising fears of more violence. A French court is expected to deliver its verdict against the sole surviving accused perpetrator of the 2015 Paris terrorist attack. 130 people died in the assault on a concert hall and bars in one of Europe's worst Islamist terrorist attacks. 19 other men are also on trial for helping to plan it. And mudslides and severe flooding have damaged towns across southern Austria. One person has died and at least one other is missing. Authorities have declared an emergency as rescuers work to airlift trapped residents to safety.
Hi, this is Jean from Cabot Coast Property Management. Are you aware of all the legislation required with your investment property? Not just insulation and smoke alarms, but now heating, ventilation, moisture ingress, drainage and draft stopping. Let me manage these burdens for you. 18 years experience with great fees and service. Contact Jean on 027 682 5399 or check out the website on www.kcpm.co.nz.
25 past 6, Coast Access Radio. A little frosty in places this morning. Watch a little bit of ice on the windscreen. More news from PMN News at 6.30. We'll check weather for the central region and the main centres coming up. And the Don Post. I don't think there's any lift-outs in the Don Post today. It just feels thin. Just news. That's good. Just a reminder, today's the last day to get your applications in to the Horta Whenua Mayoral Relief Fund. You've got until 5 o'clock to do that. It's a welfare fund for people in Horta Whenua who suffered due to the tornado event on the 20th of May. So you've got until 5 o'clock today to get your applications in. I like to play this song on the last day of June every year. It's somewhat appropriate. Even though we're in winter, it's all about summer. But it mentions the last day of June in the song, you see. That's why. Reminds you of warmer times. It's Bobby Goldsborough. Coast Access Radio on this last day of June. Stay warm. I'm trying. Heater's on.
Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. Sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. Sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there. She sipped on a Juliet. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say. Stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. And then she smiled, and we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand and the boy took her hand, but I saw the sun rise as a man. Have gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her finger. was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steel.
I'm Nemai Vodango. Jacinda Ardern has told leaders at the NATO summit in Madrid they cannot allow the war in Ukraine to trigger an arms race. The Prime Minister has once again condemned the Russian invasion, but says the legacy mustn't be an even more polarized and dangerous world. She said solidarity with Ukraine must be matched by an equal commitment to strengthen international institutions, multilateral forums, and disarmament. New Air's first quarantine free travel flight from New Zealand arrived on Monday with five passengers testing positive for COVID-19. All 118 passengers went through mandatory testing on arrival, and the five confirmed with the virus are now isolating. Social Services Minister Sauni Tongatule says they've been preparing for this and have protocols in place to contain the spread. He hopes New Air's high vaccination rates provides a stronger layer of protection. Auckland lead clinician Dr. Apitale Maitonga is urging Pacific families to ensure they are immunized before visiting family in the islands. With borders in the Pacific reopening, health authorities are mindful of the risks around COVID-19 spreading to vulnerable communities.
We don't want to export another deadly virus to one of our Pacific neighbors. We need all that protection, the vaccination, making sure even while we're back in the islands, that we have the public health measures, practice that when we're mixing with our family and friends.
The Electoral Commission begins an enrollment drive today to make sure people are enrolled for this year's local body elections. 3.5 million enrollment update packs will be mailed out this week to eligible voters around the country. Spokesman Ross McPherson's urging people to update their details so they can vote in October.
The update pack will contain a form that has all of your current details as they are enrolled. You're invited to check those details, and if they are not up to date, we would strongly encourage people to either go online via our website and update their details, or complete the back of the form they'll receive and send it back to us.
People can also enroll or update their details online at vote.nz using their New Zealand driver license, New Zealand passport or RealMe verified identity. In sport, the Maori All Blacks beat Ireland 32-17 in the first match of the Northern Hemisphere side's tour of New Zealand in Hamilton last night. The men in green will play the Maori team again on July the 12th in Wellington. And the first of three tests against the All Blacks takes place in Auckland on Saturday. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnews.co.nz.
Hi.
Hey, Lucy. Whakarongo mai, Lavinians. Hey, are you a bit lazy like me? Oh, wait, I mean forgetful. Yeah, forgetful. Well, whether you're lazy, forgetful, or maybe a full bin is really too hard for you to wrangle. See what I did there, really? Anywho, Lucy's lovely lavender bins are still available in Levin. And the beauty about this service, apart from sexy-looking bins, Lucy's team will collect the bin and empty it for you. No remembering which day is bin day and getting it to the curb on time. Lucy's has a date with your bin, so they'll find it and empty it. You just fill it and forget. Call Lucy's Bins today, 0508 787 753, 0508 787 753, or Google Lucy's Bins to learn more.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
As Fred Dagg would say, not a bad day for it. Might turn out to be a cracker today, a little bit of frost and ice on the windscreen, so should be a fine day today, fine weather forecast. Northeasterlies developing this morning, turning northwest this afternoon, and a 15-degree high. They said it was 14 in Kapiti and 12 in Levin yesterday. 6 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, it'll be the 1st of July, Friday, and a new financial year for some. A morning shower or two, then becoming fine. Early southerlies, then winds turn westerly, 15 tomorrow. The weekend looks good for your Saturday markets and sport and other activities. Should be mainly fine Saturday and Sunday with northwesterlies and highs around 14. Mainly fine in Wellington, morning fog in some places, and then evening cloud, northwesterly, strong and exposed places after midday, 14. 14 also in Manawatu today, fine with a few clouds, but areas of morning fog, light winds, then westerlies from afternoon. For central New Zealand today in Whanganui, cloudy periods increasing, with isolated showers from evening, brisk westerlies developing, 16. Taranaki today, cloudy periods increasing, isolated showers from evening, westerlies, 15. Masterton, Wairarapa today, fine, apart from areas of morning cloud, northwesterlies developing, strengthening later, 15. Hawke's Bay, morning cloud, then fine, southerlies dying out, then westerlies, 16. Blenheim and Marlborough, fine with morning frosts, becoming cloudy this evening, northwesterlies developing this morning and strengthening, and 15. Auckland today, if you're heading to Auckland, partly cloudy, possible shower southwesterlies, strong and exposed places, 16. Christchurch, fine with morning frost, and then evening showers, possibly heavy with hail. Northwesterlies gusty this afternoon, 90k gusts in places, changing strong southwesterly this evening, 14 in Christchurch. Dunedin today, partly cloudy with a morning frost, and then afternoon rain as northwesterlies change strong southwesterly, then evening showers, possibly heavy with hail. 14 before that arrives in Dunedin today. No gale warnings out to sea. Bit of a swell in the inshore waters. Northwest swell of a metre, rising to 1.5. This evening, next tide is high tide just before 10:30. And low tide at about 5:25 late this afternoon. Sunrise will be 7:45. Sunset 5:02. It's a fine, frosty-ish morning in places. Very light nor'easter. Pressure 1,010, 97% humidity. Pukerua Bay 4, 3 in Paikakariki, Otaki down a little to 5, 2 degrees for most of Hauteranui. Levin, Foxton and Shannon might even be colder than that in places. Wellington City showing 4, but colder in the valleys. Waikanae's 4, Poroporomu 3, the coldest spot in the country, Twizel, incidentally on -4, and you'll be delighted to hear that Phoenix, Arizona, where my cousin is, it's currently 40 degrees Celsius. Traffic flowing fairly freely if you're heading south through Hauteranui Kapiti on State Highway 1, then over Transmission Gully. Reports of one or two little fog patches further south this morning through the Transmission Gully motorway area. You get that, so just take a wee bit of care. But apart from that, no other problems. State Highway 59 flowing freely south of Paikakariki. And looks like it's starting to build up as far as the web cameras go. Just updating those as we speak. Trying to do two things at once. It's hard for me. Moderate flows anywhere south of about Tawa at this stage. Still relatively light traffic coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone at the moment. Good driving conditions. Just watch. It might be a tad slippery because of the dew around the place. It hasn't rained. So just take care. No crashes or accidents. All highways and roads are open. Roadworks in the usual spots through the Waikanae Township area, Poroporomu by the Kapiti Lights, and further north in places. All other roads and highways open, desert roads open, might be a little icy and frosty through there this morning. No problems on the Rimutaka Hill Road. Train services running to schedule on the Kapiti Line, Metlink, Capital Connection, all on time. Trains all day today, buses are fine. Air Chatham's getting away at 5 to 7 from Kapiti Coast Airport. Non-stop to Auckland. Big board at Wellington Airport. Looks like most flights departing on time. The Sydney flight Air New Zealand has departed already at 6:30. Everything else seems to be on schedule currently. Arrivals and departures pretty much on time. Wouldn't worry about 5-10 minute delays. And the ferries, Blue Bridge and the Inter-Islander sailing to schedule. So there's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station. Thursday the 30th of June. Halfway through the year, just about. 21 to 7. We'll have a look at today's Dominion Post in a moment. Your guess is good as mine. We'll be together, yeah, together by design, sunshine.
You're listening to my dad, Todd Zahner, on Coast Access Radio.
He's not normally up at this time. 21 to 7, good morning. One of the members of this group, is 77 today. Blimey, 77. Glenn Shorrock, one of the mainstays of the Little River Band, born on this date 1944. Oh, that might be 78, actually, if I work it out. Glenn Shorrock from LRB, yes, 78 today. Blimey, born on this date in 1944. That's why you got a headache, you got a man on your mind. Ouch. First thing Thursday, 30th of June with Coast Access Radio. Good morning, 17 to 7, Todd Zehner for breakfast. A little cool this morning in places. We'll warm you up with some of the headlines from the Dominion Post. A sad day today for many. Today is the final opening day to the public of Kapiti 10-pin bowling, right? As you may have heard, they've sadly made the hard decision to close down. So I believe today, I noticed there was a message on their Facebook page on social media that said they close at 4 this afternoon for the final time. They're open from what time this morning? Not quite now. So pop in and see them. I hope someone can keep the business going. 10-pin bowling, it's great fun. It's been around, I'm trying to think how long it has been in the community. 12, 13 years at least. I was playing leagues back then. So a sad day for Kapiti 10-pin bowling. Wish them all the best. As I say, yes, keep it going. We need something like that in the community. 16-7 in today's Dominion Post. Which feels good because I don't think there's any lift-outs in it today. Hooray. Front page of the paper says this, massive day for capital because of the announcement yesterday. Wellington a step closer to moving. The government backing light rail as its pick of mass rapid transport options for the capital's future growth. Personally, I just don't like that idea of light rail. Sorry. How many people are going to use that? Is it going to be viable? From the railway station, basically for the southern suburbs and the airport. I think there's more that they can do to get other transport issues moving a bit faster. And people don't want to be told to get out of their private vehicles, frankly, however. So that's covered right on the front page of the paper. Pages 2 and 3, why Wellington's transit plans are heading south. That's what that's all about. Nice story there from Ben Strang. Also on page 2, drug money was under cops' noses for 2 years. Read about that. Band together for best sea rise data. Wellington South Coast. And the political risks with Capital's new transport plan may be a bridge too far. That's on pages 2 and 3. Also on page 3, family flee burning home. A family including two small children fled their burning lower hut home with moments to spare yesterday morning. And the government has appointed a tangata whenua ministerial advisory group to give advice and hold it accountable as it seeks to wipe out family and social violence in a generation. And the portable ice rink is coming back to Queen's Wharf in Wellington again this winter. There's your lotto numbers. Check your lotto. Someone won first division, $1 million in Whangarei. And second division, yes, one of how many second division tickets? One of 8. Sold at Coastlands for second division. So check your tickets. Page 4, young driver jailed for horror crash. High profile in Timaru yesterday. Is it enough of a sentence? Low vax rates mean outbreaks inevitable. One emergency doctor has been quoted as saying it was absolutely devastating that this could have been prevented with the vaccine. Read about that. Government's making an investigation into anti-queer discrimination in schools a top priority. Air Force Boeing's record. Air Force Boeing's record thousands of faults. Those big grey ones. Facebook users left in dark after accounts hacked. What to do? And what do you do? And what are your rights when your Facebook gets hacked? Page 5, 36,000 affected by contaminated meds. Read about that. And misinformation, a threat affecting New Zealand, says the Prime Minister. That's on page 5. Page 7, new children's hospital set to open in October. Wellington Children's Hospital. And non-addictive opioids study boost. Fentanyl ended life of a gifted academic. That's all on page 7. And page 9, more health news. Also a very sad story about a teenager in a coma battling a rare disease. Page 10, nurses' dismissal for anti-vax posts upheld. Read about that. And testing skills for real deal. Wellington Free Ambulance. A lot of health news in the paper today. And then Wellington's creative voice on page 11. Surprised, unless I haven't read it right, they don't say anything about the Māori Land Film Festival. Currently on, then your business news onwards from page 12. Letters to the editor, page 15 today. No locals? No locals. Sport on the back page in the sports section. First half blitz. Spurs, the Māori All Blacks. They decided 32 points was enough at half time. Didn't score any other points. There was only one other converted try, wasn't there? Beating Ireland in that game last night. And also on the back page, in a spin, breaking down the Patel snub, as in Ajaz Patel, as in cricket. On the back page. Inside back page is mainly concentrating on tennis. Serena Williams out. She's 40. Wow. Bowed out in the first round. A bit of rugby, more cricket and golf and football. Owen Morgan's retired from the England white ball game. There's your NRL round. We're up to round 16 already in the NRL. And the Warriors at home playing the Tigers Sunday afternoon, so that doesn't clash with the Ireland test on Saturday. A bit more rugby analysis as well. More rugby. Well, South Canterbury did okay for a bit in the Ranfurly Shield, but in the end Hawke's Bay repelled them. The Football Ferns nil all against Wales yesterday. So that's in the paper. There's your Don Post. Get yours from good outlets today. Please. 7:09 at Coast Access Radio. For this Thursday, the 30th of June. Tanya says the Capital Connection tooting away. Toot toot. Must have had baked beans for breakfast. So that's on time. Thanks, Tanya. Hope you're feeling better. Still lingers this bug. But all good. So Capital Connections on time. Metlink services looking good. A little foggy in places if you're heading over Transmission Gully, they say. 7:09 it is at Coast Access Radio. Yes, it is a bit cool this morning. 1-2 degrees in places, so a little bit icy on the windscreen if your car is outside. A little warmer in Brazil with a girl from Ipanema. Nice song. Not necessarily this version of it though. You'll only hear this here at Coast Access Radio. The girl from Ipanema. The great Mrs. Miller. Ready, Mrs.? Go.
Oh, but I watch her so sadly. Oh, can I tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. The sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a summer that swings so cool and sways so gentle. But when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Almost finished. Almost over.
But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at him. Tall and tan and young and lovely.
me the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes he smiles, but he doesn't see. He doesn't see. She doesn't see. She doesn't.
There are albums and albums and albums of Mrs. Miller music. I could listen to that for, well, a few minutes anyway. There you go. The Girl from Ipanema. Brighten up your day. Warmed you up. 5 to 7, Coast Access Radio. It is being Thursday today. The Kapiti Arts and Crafts Society at the Kapiti Gallery are back open today, Thursdays through Sundays they open. And their latest exhibition, New Zealand Icons. Have a look at the New Zealand Icons exhibition at the Kapiti Gallery, 192 Matai Road, Raumati Beach. You can do that again between 10 and 3 today. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Described as a varied collection of work with members portraying what is a New Zealand icon to them. Thank you, Pauline. Let's go and have a look. See if you agree. 5 to 7 it is. This is Coast Access Radio for a cool old day, Thursday the 30th of June.
Paint your roof, paint your house, call the Ko-Fi guys.
Think you need a new roof? Then think again. Give your roof new life and new colour by the professionals for less cost. Fixit Roofing are exclusive Ko-Fi roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Fixit Roofing can paint your concrete tiles or iron roof and resurface decromastic tiles. We're specialists in pointing, mortaring, sealing leaks, replacing old nails and applying rust kill treatments. With our roof inspections, you'll receive a full report with options. Let us install your new roof with guttering too. And our maintenance program will rid your roof, gutters, decks, pars of moss and lichen. Give Kelly a call on 04-298-5172 or 0800-COFI. Fixit Roofing Limited, a member of Roof Association New Zealand, are your COFI roofing agents for the Porirua and Kapiti districts. Roofing specialists for over 35 years.
Call the COFI guys. Call the COFI guys.
3 minutes to 7, Coast Access Radio, standing by for our 7 o'clock RNZ News and Sport. We'll update weather, keep you in touch with traffic, commuter information. Nigel Hopkins is here. He will inform and entertain us as well. He's got local sport, word of the day, and we'll check the birthday list and today in history for you. Isn't America a bit of a mess at the moment? So we should play some America music, shouldn't we?
Used to laugh, used to cry, used to bow our heads and wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on. Make the best of what you've left to me. Left to me. Left to me. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain, you know I need you. Yes, I'll start it all again, you know I need you. Like the winter needs the spring, you know I need you. I need you. Every day I'd laugh the hours away, just knowing you were thinking of me. Then it came that I was put to blame for every story told about me. About me. About me. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain, you know I need you. Yes, I'll start it all again, you know I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the winter needs.
RNZ News at 7, ko ngā kārere o te reo irirangi o Aotearoa. Good morning, I'm Nicola Wright. Jacinda Ardern has told leaders at the NATO summit in Madrid they cannot allow the war in Ukraine to trigger a nuclear arms race. The Prime Minister once again condemned the Russian invasion, but says the legacy must not be an even more polarised and dangerous world. Speaking before her address, Jacinda Ardern said this is an important moment for New Zealand to stand proudly on the country's long-held values.
Seek to, yes, stand in solidarity with the Ukraine, play our part, but also seek that the world alongside New Zealand finds ways to also ensure that the long-term legacy of the war in Ukraine is not the proliferation of nuclear weapons.
In her address, Jacinda Ardern also spoke of a more assertive China, but said the Indo-Pacific region must become more resilient through relationships and economic strength rather than militarisation. NATO leaders at the crucial summit have promised unwavering support for Ukraine. They've issued a declaration pledging to step up political and practical backing for Kyiv and have again condemned Russia for causing immense human suffering with its invasion. Earlier in a video call, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told the NATO leaders his country needs $8 billion a month to fight Russian forces. And he warned that Vladimir Putin's invasion will not stop at Ukraine.
This is not a war being waged by Russia against only Ukraine. This is a war for the right to dictate conditions in Europe, for what the future world order will be like. This is why it is absolutely necessary to support Ukraine, even now, with weapons, finances and political sanctions against Russia, which will stop its ability to pay for the war.
The NATO leaders also say they will significantly strengthen deterrence and defences to provide long-term security for members. A common medicine taken to manage blood pressure has been found to contain a carcinogen and is being recalled. Pharmac says almost 36,000 New Zealanders using a Curetic will need to change treatments, although it says the health risk is very low. Amy Williams reports.
Pfizer supplies the medicine Accuretic, which has also been recalled in other countries, including Australia, Europe and the US. Pharmac's Director of Operations, Lisa Williams, says there's no exact substitute available, but she says there are two funded alternatives. Ms. Williams acknowledges that changing thousands of patients to alternative treatments will add to the strain on GPs, but says they're asking for the swap to be made as soon as possible.
All but one of the defendants in the Bataclan massacre trial in Paris have been found guilty on all the charges against them. 130 people were killed and hundreds more injured in coordinated attacks in the French capital in 2015. The only surviving attacker, Salah Abdeslam, has been found guilty of terrorism and murder charges and been sentenced to life in prison. The BBC's Hugh Schofield has more.
The charges against the key accused, that Salah Abdeslam, so-called 10th man, are all upheld. He was accused of murder in relationship with a terrorist enterprise and attempted murder of police, among other things. And that means that he has been found guilty and all the others have been found guilty too. Not a surprise, of course, but it's interesting that what the judge has said already was that one key piece of evidence in the case of Salah Abdeslam was considered very important. This was the fact that his suicide vest was defective. Of the 14 accused who are here, five face terms of life imprisonment.
A special court was built for the 10-month trial. Wellington MP and Finance Minister Grant Robertson acknowledges there is not cross-party support for a plan for light rail and a new tunnel in the capital. Labour may not be in government by the time the business case for the idea is completed in 2024, and construction will not begin until at least 2028. Grant Robertson told First Up he hopes other parties come around.
I did see the Green Party, who do have some concerns about some elements of it, saying, look, it's a good start. You know, that's a place to work from. I'm not sure the National Party's quite there. I think they seem obsessed by putting four lanes of vehicular traffic out to the airport. That's simply not future-proofing.
Grant Robertson says as the business case is developed, he hopes the other parties see its benefits. A road safety campaigner is calling for a culture change to stop young drivers causing carnage. Tyrese Fleming, who killed five teenage boys in a Timaru crash last year, was sentenced yesterday to 2.5 years in prison. He had got his restricted license just days before the crash and had been drinking when he got behind the wheel of the overloaded car with one of the boys in the boot. Donna Gavorko of Students Against Dangerous Driving says every day young drivers are ignoring the rules, putting their own and others' lives in danger.
This is a culture that needs to change within this country. You know, we need to start really asking ourselves really serious questions about what do we as a community want to happen.
Donna Gavorko says no sentence will ever be enough to address the pain caused to the grieving families. 21 young people found dead in a pub in South Africa over the weekend may have died by poisoning from a gas leak. A source close to the investigation has told Reuters investigators are working on the theory the victims were poisoned by gas in a ground floor room that was poorly ventilated. All those who died were teenagers, the youngest just 13. There were also several survivors. In sport, the Māori All Blacks repeated their 2010 defeat of Ireland with a 32-17 win over the tourists last night in Hamilton. Wing Connor Garden-Bashop debuted for the Māori and can't wait for the second match against the Irish in Wellington in just under a fortnight.
It's a huge honour. I guess it's just a little piece of history. There's a lot of history behind this jersey and I think we did something quite special, so fingers crossed we can back it up in a couple of weeks and do it again.
Ireland next play the All Blacks in Auckland on Saturday night, and the teams are to be named today. A couple of leading players have fallen in the second round at Wimbledon. Second seed Annette Kontave of Estonia and Britain's US Open champion Emma Raducanu were beaten by Germany's Yuli Niemeyer and French woman Caroline Garcia, respectively. Defending champion Novak Djokovic safely advanced. And the Black Caps pair of Daryl Mitchell and Tom Blundell have risen to 12th and 20th, respectively, in the latest test batting rankings following their efforts in the third test loss to England. That's the news. All the
super shops. Hi, Owen here from Auto Super Shop Cavity. Some may know us as Woodman Automotive, Mahi Street, Waikanae. I've been in the game now for over 50 years, and together, our team, we've got over 150 years of experience in our workshop, and with the latest tools and diagnostics to really look after your vehicle. Remember us, Auto Super Shop Cavity, 04-293-7651.
It's the place to stop your Auto Super Shops.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Morena, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, the 30th of June, 8 minutes past seven. It is a little cool in places, maybe a little frosty and icy on your windscreen. Should be a fine day, though, the last day of June, last day of a financial year for some businesses. Fine weather, Hauteowhenua-Kapiti northeasterlies developing this morning, then northwesterly this afternoon. 15-degree high expected. It was 14 in Kapiti yesterday, 6 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, the 1st of July, a morning shower or two, then becoming fine. Early southerlies, and then winds turning westerly, 15 tomorrow. And the weekend looks good, mainly fine. Saturday and Sunday, northwesterlies, and a 14-degree high for the weekend. Into Wellington, mainly fine. Some morning fog in some places, and then evening cloud, northwesterly, strong and exposed places after midday. That'll blow the fog away. 14 the high in town today, 14 in Manawatu. Fine with a few clouds, but areas of morning fog, light winds, then westerlies from afternoon. No gale warnings out to sea today. Let's check our marine weather, our Kapiti recreational area first. For the inshore waters from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight tonight. Variable winds 5 knots, northeast 10, but 15 south of Kapiti Island developing in the morning, changing northwest 15 knots everywhere in the afternoon, rising to westerly 20 knots in the evening. Sea becoming moderate in the evening, some morning cloud then fine, northwest swell of a metre rising to 1.5 this evening. Tomorrow, winds changing southerly 15 knots early morning, then easing to variable 5 knots by midday. Northwest 15 knots developing in the afternoon. Showers clearing by afternoon, becoming fine tomorrow. Northwest swell of 1.5 metres, easing to a metre. Southwest swell, 0.5 metre developing. Cook Strait today, northerly 15 knots, rising to northwest 25 early afternoon. Sea becoming rough. Next tide on the coast, high tide just before 10:30, and the low tide at about 5:25 late this afternoon. Sunrise 7:45, sunset 5:02. It's a fine frosty morning in places. Still that light nor'easter, 6 to 7 K, they say. Pressure's gone up a point at 1,011, 98% humidity. Pukerua Bay 4, 3.5 in Paikakariki. Otaki's gone down to 3, 1.5 in Levin, 2 in Foxton and Shannon, 7.5 in Palmerston North. Wellington City at the moment, 4 degrees, and fine. Waikanae's 4, and Poroporomu it's 3. I'm gonna get in my car. Traffic seems to be flowing freely. Haven't heard of any problems, no crashes or accidents. Starting to build up closer you get to Wellington this morning. And some foggy patches we hear south of the Wainui Saddle on Transmission Gully Motorway. So just be wary of that. But apart from that, nothing else that we're aware of at this stage. Just looking at the web cameras further south, starting to build up south of Tawa, Churton Park, Newlands, Johnsonville, and quite busy now coming in from the Hutt Valley in Petone, but that's pretty much as expected, really. Roads are dry, a little damp in places. I say that because it's a bit dewy more than anything. No problems further north. Desert Road, Rimutaka Hill Road all open, just usual roadworks around places like the Kapiti Lights area of Poroporomu and Waikanae and a few other spots. Anything else, let us know. Train services on schedule, Capital Connection and the Metlinks are all running close enough to time, really. Buses are fine. Air Chathams get away at 5 to 7 from Kapiti Coast Airport. Still shows as scheduled on the board. Wellington Airport on the big board. Most flights pretty much on time the next couple of hours. Oh, there's one cancelled flight, the 8:45 flight to Hamilton Air New Zealand, showing up as cancelled and some slight delays. Jetstar flight to Auckland, 8:40 now, 5 past 9, and the Timaru flight going to be 20 minutes late. But apart from that, all good. Ferries, Blue Bridge and Inter-Islander dodging the icebergs and sailing to schedule. So that's commuter information and traffic up to the minute here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station, Thursday the 30th of June, 12 minutes past 7. Good morning. Thursday,
good morning. You're listening to My Dad on Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM.
She's awake. It happens when you have a 7-year-old, I suppose. Eh? Yay. 12 past 7. Hello, love.
Thank you.
That wonderful voice of Claire Grogan with Altered Images. All those years ago, almost 40 years old, that song. Don't Talk to Me About Love. Hello, love. I can talk to you about love. You don't want to hear it, though. Welcome to Coast Access Radio, Thursday the 30th of June, 16 past 7. Todd Zehner for breakfast on this Thursday morning. A little cool in places. So watch out for a bit of ice on the windscreen this morning, a bit of ice and frost here and there. Speaking of Frosty, Nigel Hopkins will be in shortly. Frosty the Snowman, a bit like that. What's wrong with the... Is the heater up enough for you, Nigel? You all right?
It's very warm.
It's very warm.
Not from RDA.
Oh,
and I suppose when you get to 60 like you have today, congratulations, 60 years young.
60 what? Oh, 60.
Well done.
Just a number, isn't it?
Yeah. Where did you get born?
Hey?
Where were you born?
Where was I born?
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
All right.
Specifically Hollywood.
Oh.
Specifically, that's where the hospital was, on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
So, yeah.
You're a bit of a Hollywood star.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I got
60.
Out.
Well done.
I got
you haven't
out.
Got you a present from me yet.
Am I getting one?
Mm.
Are you giving me something nice and big and shiny? Like a new wheelbarrow or
something like that, yeah.
Mm, I see.
Yes. Yeah. Why not? Some car cleaner.
Oh, yeah. They could do with that. If you could go out there, someone could clean the car while it's sitting in the car park.
Yeah, that's dead right.
That's nice.
No, that's a great achievement. Well done.
Yeah, we got there halfway through. Well done. Right, more from him later. 17 past 7 it is. The Thursday walking group's out and about. Today shouldn't be any weather problems. Carpety Cardiac Club. Thursday group meeting at 10 to 10 this morning at the beach end of McLean Street. Poroporomu Beach. Should be a nice walk there this morning. And the other Thursday walking group, Queen Elizabeth Park, meeting at Mackay's Crossing entrance to the park at the Rangers Station. About 100 metres past the main entrance to the park, and they say they'll loop around the forest, take a walk via the horse track to the beach and back. So that'll be good. Nice in the sunshine today. Go and enjoy that, please. Have some fun. I've already had a few complaints this morning, Nige, because generally on my day, I tend to pick music that I like.
Yeah, I know. You picked out that song, Mrs. Weller.
And see, that that's the point. Yeah, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, that was a shocker.
That's garnered
a few. I knew you were 60 when you picked that out.
Yeah, well, I've got a few others
sort
of like that too.
I'm finishing just after 8. I play them after that.
You might end up leaving earlier.
Yeah, I might do too.
To be fair.
Yes, yeah, fair enough too.
There's one particular song that I might play before 8. That'll really scare out the neighbours. All right. 19 minutes past 7, it is Coast Access Radio. Yes, it's only about 3, 4, 5 degrees in places, even less than that, and a little foggy. I mentioned that before. A few people have commented that it's quite foggy south of the Wainui Saddle on Transmission Gully State Highway 1. Heading that way? Take care. 7:19. One of my favourite groups, Marky Smith and The Fall.
Here is Bugs. Club, and after 2 months, it stands a familiar haunch, and it's that same slouch you had last time he was around. Depression abounds, his type is doing the rounds. He is a scum egg, a horrid, trendy wretch. Black saucer. Interruptions from the side when you talk, and the presence of this ugly gawk is offending. Make sure you're not absorbed with his luck. He'll absorb all your talk. From the bright sun, he came well fine morn. A populist, well, with his class at least. But they came real age, after that we almost paid. But that we are we'll be right back.
It's me, C-R-E-E-P, from The Fall, Coast Access Radio. 22 minutes past 7. Yes, a sad day today. Final day of Kapiti 10-pin bowling, in theory. They close at 4. Yeah, apparently so. I'm just looking on social media. They were saying they close at 4
right
today. They've still got, apparently, some leagues on this morning, but they're not sure whether... how many people are going to turn up for that?
Well, I hope they turn up just to finish it off.
Well, yeah, but what they're saying there is that there might be more members of the public rather than just the league bowlers. Them more chance to have a go. But hopefully someone will take it over. You know, it's the sort of business that we need in this community. Where's the nearest 10-pin bowling? You've got Porirua, Palmerston
one.
North. You haven't got one in Levin.
No.
I mean, it's something that's been around, and Irene was telling me she seems to think it started in 2009.
Ah.
She was starting, so about 13, yeah, I thought 13, 14 years
that
it had been around, Kapiti 10-pin bowling there at that establishment, and gone through a few changes over the years, like we all have.
Hmm.
Really?
I see Lydia Coe's going to get married.
Is she?
Yeah.
Who to?
To somebody who's very rich.
Yeah.
25-year-old New Zealander who was born in the capital, Seoul, and moved to New Zealand, age 6, will tie the knot with Hyundai heir Chung Jun at the city's Myeongdong Cathedral on December the 30th.
Oh, good honour.
So, that's a bit of money tied up there.
I always thought Israel Dagg was tied up with her once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Mm. Did you watch rugby last night?
A little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't see a lot of that Ranfurly Shield game, and I watched the first half of the Māori All Blacks game.
Hmm.
Thought, yeah, they were looking really good. Then I fell asleep.
Hawke's Base, scraped home, 38-20 over mid-Canterbury, South Canterbury.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, 38-20. South Canterbury played pretty good rugby.
Yeah, they weren't bad, to be fair. You know, they've always been up there in the Heartland Championship, so... that's good.
All right,
more from you. Go through the paper in a moment. 23 minutes past 7. This is Coast Access Radio for Thursday. It's lightening up nicely.
It's time. Time to get your shed-dried firewood sorted. It's time. Shed-dry gum, pine, old man, Mac. It's time. Coastal Landscape Supplies Waikanae can also deliver. It's time. They also have sacks of kindling and pine cones in store too. It's time. Call today or check them out online. It's time. Coastal Landscape Supplies Waikanae. Shed-dry firewood available now. It's time.
24 minutes past 7 at Coast Access Radio. Check your lotto ticket, Nige. Should you buy one at Coastlands?
No, I haven't had a ticket for some time.
No.
But, it's 21,000. Somebody's better off in Parapara Umu today.
Yes, a ticket sold at Coastlands Lotto.
Right.
Second division, $21,677.
Yeah.
To pay a couple of weeks of mortgage, I suppose. So what do you think about this new proposal? Let's get Wellington moving. And light rail.
Well, I think they're putting themselves into a big debt. Oh, as I was saying to you, I'd like to see the light rail go around Oriental Bay, come from the railway station, wander around there. It's a nice drive around there.
I think that's much more sensible, really, because
tunnels to be built.
It's more of a tourist thing, isn't it, light rail? I would have thought it's more touristy than the fact of getting people moving from the city to the airport. I don't know. It's hard to convince people, isn't it, to get out of their vehicles, their private vehicles, and particularly if there's going to be delivery trucks and all those sorts of things. You're not going to put that on light rail, are you?
No. All right.
Really? And I think they need to spend...
I won't be around to see it, that's for sure, Toddy.
Hey?
I won't be around to see it anyhow.
No, I think I'm getting more cynical in my old age, too.
32, wasn't it, when they hoped to have it finished?
Well, where are you going to be?
I'll be looking down upon you.
You sure? Not up? It's warmer if you go down.
Ah, right.
I get that. They need to spend money... And maybe I haven't looked into this enough, but I would have thought they need to ditch these single-track tunnels between Pukerua Bay and Paikakariki and put one big tunnel in so you can travel from Waikanae, Poroporomu in, say, 30, 35 minutes into the city.
I believe they're going to be doing that. Well, I read a bit about it yesterday.
Really?
They hope to be able to do that, yeah. Won't be an easy job either.
Right, no, I wouldn't.
The banks falling down all
the time. I appreciate that, but that's the sort of thing that would get Wellington, the Wellington region, moving.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just concentrating a bit too much on the city. I don't know. But, yes, it's good. Transmission Gully has got things moving.
Yes.
But that's sort of the wrong direction in the sense that they want more public transport. But you see what happens with the road. It's fantastic.
Mm.
And once they put in a bit more expressway through to just north of Ōtaki, and then they've got to get it north of Levin as well. But, again, that may not be in our time either, Nigel.
They mentioned that yesterday, too, in the paper.
Yeah.
They want the rail extension to Levin. So, as I say, that should be an easy one.
Well, you think so. They're basically just having to electrify it. I mean, it's obviously tracks there.
Hmm.
Were they going to double track it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. But however, as I say,
okay,
we'll let the powers to be.
Right.
Sort that one out.
We sorted all that out.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on? It's cold this morning.
It is very cold out there today.
Had ice on the windscreen. First time this year that I detected.
Right. So you've got a garage. Put your car in the garage.
Yeah, well, I've got other people's stuff in my garage.
Oh, I've still got that in there, haven't you?
Tons of it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Mm.
And some of it's mine, but not much.
No.
Really. Right, 7:28, more from you after 7:30. There's a couple of musical birthdays today on this 30th of June. And I thought I'd play a track from this woman who isn't with us, but, boy, she gave us a lot of songs, and this would be something from your era. Nige, the lovely Lena Horne.
Lena Horne, yes, she was great.
She was great, wasn't she? Born on this date, 1917, Lena Horne. So this will bring back a few memories for you. You probably heard this while you were farming there in the Taranaki area. Lena Horne would have been how old today? 105. So happy birthday, Lena Horne. Honey in the Honeycomb.
What have I got that the others ain't? That always seems to please. 'Tain't my perfume nor my fancy paint, but when I charm, the men all swarm just like they was bees. There's honey in the honeycomb, there's sugar in the cane, there's oysters in a real oyster stew, and bubbles in sweet champagne. There's jelly in the jelly roll, and sap in every tree. Oh, there's honey in the honeycomb, and honey, there's love in me. There's love in me.
Kia ora nei te ia pōpongi mānea, I'm Nemai Vodango. A new strategy to minimise gambling harm hopes to bridge inequities for Māori, Pacific Asian and young rangatahi. The three-year strategy will be incorporated into the new Health NZ and Māori Health Authority that comes into force this weekend. Ministry for Health spokesman Richard Taylor told the International Gambling Conference the strategy responds to the needs of targeted communities.
One of the key things is that we have committed to developing and implementing a targeted destigmatisation initiative that will respond to the needs of those priority populations. We know from our experience in mental health that this kind of initiative is a slow burn. It takes time, but it has the power to change the kōrero that we in Aotearoa New Zealand have around gambling harm.
Fiji's prime ministers urging global leaders at the UN Oceans Conference in Lisbon to lend their support towards Fiji's commitment to ocean sustainability. Borenge Bainimarama says Fiji's commitments include banning single-use plastics by 2030 and producing ocean products that are sustainably farmed and harvested. He says global leaders need to follow suit.
Fiji won't wait for the world to plug the gap in global ocean finance. We will take on external threats like overfishing and acidification. That's a world's burden that Fiji will be boring to bear. Our single effort is not enough. That is why I'm here, to call on our partners for their support and on the world to follow our lead.
The number of active cases in Nauru has surpassed 3,000, almost a third of the population. With 381 new cases, there are now 3,161 active cases. There are 11 people in the hospital acute care unit. Altogether, there's now 362 houses in lockdown. The government's delivering cartons of water, noodles and eggs to these houses. To sports, this weekend's Pacific Nations Cup's looking to have a stunning talent pool, with many professional players able to represent their island nations for the first time. Thanks to changes in the legibility rules, the Kalitahi team will be able to front players such as former All Blacks Malakai Fekitoa and Charles Piutau, and dual-code international Israel Folau. Tonga coach Totai Kefu says these new additions will bring the teams to a whole new level.
And no disrespect to the players who have worn the jersey before, but this team's a different class of player, high quality, been professionals for a very long time and have come from really high performing teams. So this next team that we'll put on the field this weekend will be by far probably the best Tongan team I've put in the red jersey.
The Kalitahi team list for this weekend will be announced later today. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Buying a new home or an investment property? You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Buying your first home? Those KiwiSaver forms can be tricky to fill out. You'll need a lawyer. Best Practice can help you. Selling a property or subdividing? You'll need a lawyer for that too. Best Practice can help you. Hi, it's Trish here from Best Practice Lawyers. You will love working with the best team because we know what we're doing and we get results. Call us now.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Time is 26 minutes to 8 on this Thursday morning. Lovely looking day out there. Nigel, look at that. That'll be, you want to get out and about and walk around a bit, won't you?
Try and get down to the beach today.
Did you notice the sunset yesterday? I don't know whether you noticed. It was
a beautiful sunset.
Wasn't it amazing?
Yeah.
They reckon that's a hangover from that Tongan volcano. Just the colours in the sky.
Beautiful sunset.
It was so light.
Yeah.
Last night in the evening.
Yeah, it was about 25 past 5 before it started to get dark.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Quite good, isn't it? Fine day today. It should be fine. Northeasterlies developing this morning, turning northwest this afternoon. A 15-degree high, which will be warmer than we had yesterday. It was 14 yesterday in Kapiti, 12 in Levin. Overnight, a little warmer on 6. Tomorrow, which will be the start of a new financial year for some businesses, 1st of July, a morning shower or two. I just have one. Then becoming fine, early southerlies, then winds turning westerly, 15 tomorrow. And the weekend, good. Mainly fine Saturday and Sunday with northwesterlies and 14. Mainly fine today in Wellington, but of morning fog in some places. Then evening cloud, northwesterly strong, exposed places after midday, 14-degree high. 14 in Manawatu, fine with a few clouds, but areas of morning fog, light winds, then westerlies from afternoon. Out to sea, no wind warnings, no gale warnings. The situation, a subtropical low, moves past the northeast of the North Island today, while a front moves north over the South Island. The front moves onto the North Island tomorrow, followed by southwesterlies. A ridge of high pressure spreads over New Zealand during the weekend. Swell is going to build up, northwest swell of a metre rising to 1.5 this evening. High tides, the next one just before 10:30 on the coast, then low tide at about 5:25 late this afternoon. And sunrise 7:45, which is as late as it gets. Sunset 5:02. It's a fine start. Hardly any clouds in the sky. I can't see anything at the night. Can you see any clouds?
No, I can't.
No, it's the island. It's looking good, isn't it?
Yes.
That's nice. So a fine morning. Clear one, a light nor'easter, pressure 1,011, 98% humidity. Still fairly cool, but in the positives, 4 degrees Pukerua Bay, 3.5 Paikakariki, 3 in Otaki, 1.5 in Levin, 2 in Foxton and Shannon, 4 in Wellington City, but colder in the valleys, 4 degrees in Waikanae, 4 in Poroporomu, and just looking up Phoenix, Arizona, where my cousin is, Nige, 42 degrees Celsius at the moment.
Wow.
Why would anyone want to live there in that? Busy on the roads this morning, particularly if you're heading south on the motorway, State Highway 1 Transmission Gully, further south. Gosh, it's very congested. South of Tawa through Churton Park and then Johnsonville Newlands area. A lot of traffic coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone Way, but good driving conditions into the city. No problems apart from the congestion into town this morning. So take care. That's good. Continuing roadworks in the usual places around Kapiti Lights area, Poroporomu, Waikanae Township. Seems to be a few more cones near Bohanna Motors this morning than there were yesterday. So just drive with care. No other problems that we're aware of. Further north looks fine through the Desert Road area. Imotaka Hill Road all open for business. Anything else, let us know. Trains on time. I heard the Capital Connection chug pie. Didn't toot this morning, but just chugged pie pretty much on time. The other Metlink services seem to be running to schedule. Buses are fine. Air Chatham's got away this morning on time, coming back in just before 7:30 this evening. One or two slight delays at Wellington Airport this morning with some domestic services. Wonder whether it's fog or not. And one cancelled flight, I can see, the Hamilton flight at 8:45. It's cancelled. Most other flights on schedule. Ferries on time as well. So there's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station. Thursday the 30th of June, 23 minutes to 8 already. We'll check the schedules and programs for today. Nigel has a bit of local sport, word of the day, birthday list, and today in history. 30th of June. Significant date for this woman, I suppose.
You're listening to my son, Todd Zahner.
Now, Miss Nancy Ann ran a boarding house with a faded sign that read, "Single rooms for single girls, no men allowed," it said. But rumor had it that a gentleman with a yen for love for a fee could always go to Nancy Ann's for some feminine company. Well, one night in June in the billiard room, I was chalking up with a friend. He was set to break when the door burst open and Leo James rushed in. He yelled, "There's a fire that's just broke out, and it's down at Nancy Ann's." So we dropped our cues on the pool room floor and into the street we ran. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it alone will be remembered in our local history as the fire that fairly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down. When we got to the place, the front was ablaze, and so was the second floor. So we cut around the side and up the alley and stopped beside the back door. We were catching our breath when the door flew open and knocked poor Leo flat. And out through the smoke ran Mayor Wills wearing nothing but a black silk hat. And right behind him with his shirt tail afire came the local chief of police. Then Banker Jones with a red-haired girl he always called his niece. Then I spied Miss Nancy Ann herself, helping someone out of the fire. Her arm around the red bald head of old Judge McIntyre. A deacon, a dentist, a deputy sheriff, and one state congressman. The county physician, the city mortician, out through the flames they ran. A grand parade of girls in gowns and half-clad gentlemen. Through thick gray smoke that sweetly smelled of French perfume and gin. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it alone will be remembered in our local history as the fire that fairly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down. Now everybody was out of the girls' hotel by the time the roof caved in. We were heading back to the billiard hall when Leo turned to my friend. He said, "I believe that's the funniest show I've ever seen in town. The so-called elite caught out in the street with their pompous purity down."
Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it alone will be remembered in our local history as a fire that fairly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
Ah, the wonderful Tex Williams, The Night Miss Nancy Ann's Hotel for Single Girls Burnt Down. That was one of those songs, Nige, you might remember, Paddy used to play it.
Did he?
Often. He was only one in the whole world.
Yes.
Apart from me.
Right.
That played that song as well. I loved it.
Yeah.
It's one of those sort of Paddy O'Donnell songs. Oh, that takes you back, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
19 to 8 it is at Coast Access Radio. Right, local sport and word of the day coming for you very shortly. Today is the final day, incidentally, if you wish to be helped out by the Hawtafenua Mayoral Relief Fund. If you hadn't heard, the Hawtafenua Council extended the deadline for applications to their Mayoral Relief Fund to 5 o'clock today. Pardon?
They put up a couple of new toilets, have they? The Relief Fund.
Relief? Oh, well, you're clever today. Sleep with the light on? No, this is for people who suffered with that tornado.
Oh,
In May.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Levin, Hawtafenua, 20th of May specifically.
Mm.
So the welfare fund for people in the area who suffered, and gosh, there was a lot of damage.
It
was a bit more than even reported, to be fair. So if you need some relief with some funds, you have until 5 o'clock today to apply for that Mayoral Relief Fund. So do it. Quick, smart, pronto, please. 18 to 8, it is our schedules and programs. What is today?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday.
The 30th, your 60th birthday, Toddy.
Well, that's got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it has.
It's more Thursday.
It's a very important day.
Is it?
Yes.
Technically, it's not. If you want to really argue the toss about it, technically, I was born at 6:30 in the morning in Los Angeles, which would equate to 1:30 a.m. on the 1st of July, New Zealand time.
Ah, so we can celebrate today and tomorrow.
I suppose so.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
And then two different financial years.
Yeah.
Also, does that help me with my taxes?
Right. I thought taxes were March.
Well, they are.
Ah.
Some businesses.
But you've got to pay it by July, have you?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
just
right.
Pay it out of. Yeah. I just pay it every fortnight, really.
Fair enough.
So today, on this Thursday, being a Thursday, the boss is here, Graham Joyce. He'll inform and entertain you on the Thursday morning show and hopefully catch up with the latest goings on also at the Ōtaki RSA around 9:30. After the 10 o'clock news, Wallace Trickett and his World Maritime Memories. That's a very interesting program. You know, he served many, many years and saw so many places as an able-bodied seaman around the whole world.
He did,
Wally,
Great stories.
Got some great stories. So another one of those after 10, World in Progress from DW at 11 this morning. And Voice of Aroha from Wellington Access Radio, that's at 1 today. Plus the Golden Hour radio show at 2. And one of our newer programs called Saturday in the Country on a Thursday from Fresh FM Nelson. That's on between 3 and 5 today. Reflections with the Torch Trust at 6:30, Sounds of Praise at 7, and then Focus on Faith with Poroporomu Baptist at 7:30. Graham Stevens Presents at 9, Behind the Wrinkles, we have that at 10. We may not have that program. Ivory Melodies at 11, and our themed program with John Hollingsworth at 11:30. So plenty there on the website for more details, Coast Access Radio. .org.nz.
Did I hear Wayne on a Saturday morning? Does he come in with a program?
Yes, he does sometimes.
Yeah,
now you
that
haven't
was great.
You haven't heard him for a while, and I understand he's in the United States at the moment.
Oh.
That program comes from our sister station in Hawke's Bay, Radio Kidnappers.
Mm.
And I was talking to Ken up there, and he said, "No, Wayne's been away in the United States,
great.
Which is why we haven't heard any new programs."
Yeah. I just picked it up some weeks ago, quite a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a very good program.
Yeah, he's excellent, isn't he?
Wayne Mowat, That is what it is. All right, 7:45 in a moment, our local sport, thanks to Bohanna Motors in Waikanae.
Bohanna Motors, mobile service station, 24 Main Road, Waikanae, have been serving their community for 41 years and counting, and it's a service that counts. Whether it's on the forecourt, in the workshop, or in store, the team at Bohanna Motors will keep you moving. They pump diesel, 98, 91, have rock gas, LPG vehicle and bottle fill service,
They stock Century vehicle batteries, tyre sales and repairs, an MTA-approved workshop and warrant fitness inspections, a convenience store and even trailer hire too. For forecourt friendliness, car care and the extra mile with a smile, stop at Bohanna Motors, keeping the service in service station. Phone 293 6455.
And a bit of local sport. You're going to concentrate mainly on rugby today,
Mike. Rugby this weekend, because there's a fair bit on and I've got to catch up with what's happening. But rugby, the penultimate round of the Haerewoona Cavaliers Senior Premier Rams Botham Cup and the Senior Second Division Bill Muir Cup will be played on Saturday. Now, two games, Shannon playing Rahui at Shannon Domain and Levin College All Boys playing Parapara'umu at Levin Domain will have a bit of feeling in them to ensure their place in the top four. And Parapara'umu will need a big win, though, over College All Boys, though, to get into that top four. And Shannon's sitting in third place, just a point ahead of College All Boys, have a hard task against Rahui, but on their home ground, they can upset. Waikanae play Foxton at Eastern Park, and unless there is a big upset, Waikanae should win. And the points table has Rahui leading with 29 points, Waikanae 28, Shannon 22, College All Boys 21, Parapara'umu 14, Foxton 8. Those games kick off at 2:45. And in the Bill Muir Cup, the top four have sorted themselves out, so it is important to keep winning for the semi-final playoffs. College All Boys playing Parapara'umu at Levin Domain, and this will possibly be the game of the round. Levin Athletic leading the competition, playing Levin Wanderers at Levin Park, and on paper, Athletic should win. Foxton the bye. Points table has Athletic 23 points, College All Boys 21, Wanderers 19, Parapara'umu 19, and Foxton nil. Those games kick off at 1 o'clock. Now, in the Wellington College Sports Competitions, Parapara'umu College playing in the Premier 2 Murray Jensen Cup are at home on Saturday playing Bishop Viard. Could be a close game, kicks off at 11:30 a.m. Parapara'umu 7th in the team competition. And Kapiti College and Premier 3 Paul Cameron Cup have a hurdle to climb playing Wainui Mata away. Kapiti have not fired the season to date. And in the under 15 Division 2 Ross Findlay Cup, Parapara'umu playing Silver Stream Colts at Parapara'umu College, 10 a.m. And in the under 65 Division 1 Ina Hansen Cup, Parapara'umu playing at home against Wellington College Gold. Now, Parapara'umu are sitting in fourth place. In fifth place, Kapiti, and they play College Red away. So some good rugby on this weekend at Parapara'umu College. Mm. Get down and support the lads. And that's your local sports news for Thursday, thanks to Bohanna Motors.
I was just checking the forecasts for the weekend. Fine, or mainly fine, so no mention of rain at all.
Ground should be good condition.
With a bit of luck, yeah. It'll be a little mucky in places, but you want that. That's winter sport night.
Oh, come on.
You want it soft?
Yeah. Well, as kids, we used to go and get out. Shorts dirty, didn't we? Regardless, you know, and dive in a mud pole. But yesterday they were coring the Waikanae main football ground, rugby ground, so that was good.
Okay. All good. Right, you got a word of the day then, please?
It's not a very exciting word. I'm a bit disappointed, actually. It's imprimatur. Imprimatur.
Imprimatur.
Yeah. I-M-P-R-I-M-A-T-U-R. Imprimatur. Oh. It's an official license to print or publish a book, pamphlet, etc., especially a license issued by a censor of the Roman Catholic Church, or sanction or approval support. First recorded in 1630 from New Latin, literally, let it be printed. Latin, literally, let it be made by pressing upon something. See impress. I don't know what that means. That's beside the point.
I don't know what you said.
No,
really?
It's hard to know.
But I just thought of myself as immature, really.
Right. But it's an official license to print or publish a book, pamphlet, especially a license issued by a censor of the Roman Catholic Church. So the Roman Catholics will know all about that, I should imagine.
How terribly unexciting.
Yeah, it is very unexciting, that word.
But it's still good, though.
I looked at the word and thought, that looks interesting. Printed it off. It wasn't very interesting at all.
No.
So that was the end of that.
Thanks for that.
That's all right.
Okay. Sometimes they're interesting, sometimes they're not. Yeah.
Well, you might come across that word, imprimatur.
Imprimatur.
Yeah.
Imprimatur.
Yeah.
Imprimatur. All right. Print. Thank you. 8:10 it is at Coast Access Radio. On this Thursday, the 30th of June, there's a bit of sunshine just starting to make its presence felt on the island. Be a beaut day to go over there today, wouldn't it? With all the bird life and so on. Stunning.
Something for you to do.
It'd be nice.
Yes.
A lot of people would like to send me there one way.
One way. Yes, that's right.
Okay, thanks. In a moment, we'll check the birthday list and today in history. Whatever happened on this 30th of June, stand by.
Incontinence. A lot of people have problems with it, especially nighttime incontinence, but no one talks about it. Anzacare does. They understand. Sleep is incredibly important, but when you or a family member has an incontinence issue, it can disrupt your sleep as well as the psychological effects. Relax. There are an amazing array of products that will help. Located right in Mahara Place, Waikanae. Dry Sleeper at Anza Care next to the old library. Or you can search Dry Sleeper or Anza Care online to find their website. Dry Sleeper by Anza Care products are not going to let you down. Eco-friendly, reusable, designed in New Zealand by a New Zealand-owned company. They're a great investment. If you are over the extra washing and need a product that is really absorbent, soft and discreet, visit Dry Sleeper by Anza Care. They care.
Time is 9 minutes to eight on a nice looking day, a little frosty in places for Thursday, the last day of June. Time to say happy birthday. If you know someone celebrating today, I know a very special teenager. What?
I know you. 60 today.
Not important. No,
but very important.
Not important.
Yeah.
Now, shush, I want to hear Marilyn Monroe sing. Hang on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I have a strange feeling that's not actually Marilyn Monroe, to be
is
fair.
That right? It
might have been someone who thought they were Marilyn Monroe years gone by. Mm. The famous Erin Carroll is having a birthday today, yes. Nikki and Kevin's little girl, Erin, is growing up. It's her last teenage year.
Is that right?
This year, she's 19.
Oh.
Remember that song? 19.
Right.
I can't believe she's 19 today. Wow. Happy birthday, Erin. Have a lovely, lovely day from the whole family thinking about you on your special day. If I read every name out, we'd be here till Christmas.
Is she still at college or should be finished college?
19? No, not college anymore.
Yeah,
no,
should be varsity, I suppose.
Might be doing other things.
Yeah,
really?
Could be.
Mm. Yep. Happy birthday, Erin. Have a lovely day. I know Mum and Dad will look after you well, I'm sure. Something nice and shiny might be coming your way. So on the rich and famous list today, I mentioned before Glenn Shorrock from the Little River Band.
Mm-hmm.
78 today. Didn't realise he was that old, really.
Florence Bellard from the Supremes.
Hey?
Florence Bellard from the Supremes.
Yes,
but
yes.
She died in 76.
Yeah, she would have been 79 today.
Mm-hmm.
The swimmer Michael Phelps was born on this date.
All right.
He's how old today? He's 37 today. Ralph Schumacher. He was also a Formula One driver in his time. Michael's little brother, Ralph Schumacher. Mike Tyson's birthday today is something we remember.
Right.
Mike Tyson.
Yep.
He's 56. He looks a bit older than
me. He was a heavyweight champion at 20 years and 144 days,
yeah,
to be precise.
I'm just heavyweight.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's had his face a little more bashed than I have. Just a little more. Sanath Jayasuriya, former Sri Lankan cricketer. Birthday today.
Right.
He's 53. And Murray from the Wiggles.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was a red Wiggle. Oh, he might still be, actually. He's 62 today.
Wow.
Realise that. A couple of other rowers you've got there as well.
Oh, there are a couple of rowers. Grace Prendergast, New Zealand rower. She was born in 1992. And Emma Dyke, she was 1995. I think they were both at the Tokyo Olympics, too, and they did very well.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
Susan Hayward, Lena Horne, I mentioned them, as well as one or two others.
Yeah, Hal Lindes from the Dire Strait. Lindes, L-I-N-D-E-S.
Oh.
He was born in 53.
All right. Okay. It's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it was.
All right. And as far as history goes on this date today, did you know that the New Zealand Listener was first published on this date?
Oh, right. Is that still put out or not?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah, you can still get the Listener.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought they suspended it for a wee while, but it's going again.
Yeah.
Yep. At one stage, it was free. If you had a radio license, 1939... 380,000 radio license holders got the Listener for free.
Ah, oh, right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Must have a look around for one.
Happy birthday. Yeah, it's still around.
Yeah.
On this date, 1939. What else happened? Spain legalized gay marriage on this date, 2005.
Oh, yeah.
Saddam Hussein was formally handed over to the Iraqi justice system on this date, 2004.
The transistor was invented by 3 Bell laboratory scientists on this day in 1948.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got a transistor?
Transistor. The old transistor radio.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do, actually.
And Cher married rock star Greg Allman. And Cher announced her divorce from Allman just days after the couple tied the knot.
In the Allman Brothers Band.
Yeah.
And did you know this? It was this date exactly 30 years ago that a leap second was added to world time.
Hmm.
This date, 1992. So instead of, you know, you hear the six pips at the top of the hour, there was actually a seventh pip.
We've had one since then, haven't we? Got a feeling we have.
Yeah, because the earth wobbles
a
bit. That's why.
Depends where you're walking. Mm. And I see the Frenchman Charles Blondini, Acker, Jean Francois Gravelet crossed the Niagara Falls on a tightrope on this day in 1859. Took him 5 minutes.
Yeah. Was he blindfolded?
25,000 spectators stood and stared as he made his way across the falls in a most dangerous odyssey.
Yeah. Mm. And I see Gone with the Wind was published on this date in 1936.
All right.
As well. And 39 hostages were freed from a TWA airliner after being held for 17 days in Beirut, Lebanon, 1985. Is that about it, really?
That's about it.
Okay. Nothing else exciting. No. Now, because you mentioned someone's birthday today, you do realise there is some music from me.
Ah, right. Have we got to put up with it?
Yeah, you've got to put up with it.
Right.
I suppose.
Once, 60.
And then I can file that away. Strangely enough, when I was doing requests for Phil O'Brien, someone actually requested the song legitimately.
Yeah.
They knew I had recorded it.
Right.
And I had to legitimately play it.
Gosh.
Saturday night requests.
Mm.
Really? Well, I didn't have to. But
you did.
Yeah, we did.
Right.
So, okay. I'll play this then.
All right.
For the birthdays, as we do.
Well, happy birthday anyhow. Hope it goes well for you today.
Yeah, thanks.
60.
60? Yeah. Just another day.
You and Mrs. Mills.
And Mrs. Miller. There's two of them. You're quite right, Nige. Thank you. Happy birthday. Have a nice day. Talk to you tomorrow.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. 'Cause I try, and I try, and I try. And I try, I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm driving in my car and a man comes on radio, he's telling me more and more about some useless information supposed to fire my imagination. I can't get no, 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 no. Hey, 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 that's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. 'Cause I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm watching my TV and a man comes on and tells me how white my shirt should be, but he can't be a man 'cause he doesn't smoke the same cigarettes as me. I can't get no, 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 no. Hey, 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 that's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no girly action. 'Cause I try, and I try, and I try, and I try. I can't get no, I can't get no. When I'm riding round the world and I'm doing this and I'm signing that and I'm trying to make some girl who tells me, oh, baby, to come back maybe next week, 'cause you see I'm on a losing streak. I can't get no, oh, no, no, no. Hey, 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 that's what I say.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.